Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings to everybody out there who is logged in. I see you all logging in on Facebook and saying hi to me, and I want to give thanks. And on the chat room, I see guest 1851 has logged in, and welcome to you. Thank you for being here on the Soulful Healing Talk Show, and I just want to say that I give thanks every Saturday evening for your company. It is a beautiful thing to me, and I cannot express to you enough how rewarding it is for me to see you logging on and sharing this hour and a half with me. And I would love tonight to hear all your experiences with your angels. And if you don't believe in angels tonight, I hope I could, you know, just bring you to an awareness that they're there around us always, always, always there, you know. And I have many experiences that I would love to share with you, but call me to and share, because we learn from each other. We learn. You share, you let us know we're not alone when we share our stories, because we all go through similar experiences, but in different settings, you know, but we can relate to each other and learn and grow and feel not alone in this world. And this is why I did this show, so we can all find our strength in each other and realize our own strengths in ourselves. You know, the brotherhood ideal is very far-fetched these days. A lot of backstabbing, a lot of backbiting, a lot of animosity of things people not sure what they're having animosity about, but they just have it. It's just the environment that is created for this kind of thinking. And in this rugged, rugged world, it is good to know that our angels are always there looking out for us and protecting us from the instances that come about. You know, they're there. And I just want to start off with my first song by ABBA, I Believe in Angels. Here we go. Who remember ABBA?
I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels, when I know the time I know the time we try.
Do you believe in angels? If you do, I'd love you to share your story with me, because there's a reason we have them. And even if you don't hear them or see them, there are many people who can hear them and see them. But even if you can't hear them and see them, just know that your angels are always, always with you. You know, they're always waiting on you, you know, to request their guidance from them, you know. And they're all in accordance with the laws of the universe, which is very important. They're not according to the laws of man. And that is where the big difference comes from. Therefore, they will not interfere with your free will, okay? They would respectfully just not enter your energy field without being invited. And not doing nothing like that. And the only time you see that come in without your consent is if you're about to, you know, go through some dangerous spot, some danger zone entering that they are going to protect you from. You're not aware of it, so they're going to protect you from it. And I'm not trying to change anybody's belief about angels and, or, you know, your belief, whatever you believe in. The angels, they don't have, I'm not trying to bring religion into the matter, okay? And you don't have to have any religion to contact and connect with your angels, okay? And let me tell you, there are some people who think that they don't even deserve an angel. But they also have an angel. Every one of us have an angel. And even your loved ones, they are there to help out. Because they have their own angels, you know. Your loved ones have their own angels. So what I do is ask my angels to talk to my loved one angels and ask them to protect them, because, you know, not everybody holds on to that thought that there are angels around them. And sometimes we feel very alone, okay, in life. We can feel very alone in life if we don't think we have somebody to turn to, or somebody's looking out for us. Share your experience with me. I'd love to hear it. You know, in the angels realm, you know, time and space don't exist. And whether you believe in their powerful energies, they will continuously be the little whisper you hear in your intuition, okay? You hear in your heart. Those little whispers are your angels trying to reach out to you. You know, and you need to listen to them, because they're there to guide us in the best way. You know, when you hear that little voice, you know, that little voice, listen to that little voice. You don't know where that voice is coming from, but listen to it. It is a guiding voice. You know, a voice, a feeling, something will make you feel you was going out and you hear that little voice. Just stay home. You know, and you didn't follow that voice and you went out and all chaos happened. Just because you didn't listen. Okay, the guiding voices are what we need to pay attention to in our life, because they're the ones that is leading us down the right path. We have three types of angels around us. And we have the guardian angels, okay? And as I said, everybody has a guardian angel with no exception. Okay? Even the ones that don't believe they should have a guardian angel, they have one too. Just know that you have one. It makes a big difference in your life. Okay? And this is the angel who constantly stays with you, your guardian angel. It's the one that constantly stays with you from your born till when you leave this earth. Okay? And this angel's love, isn't it good to know that their love is unconditional for you? It is a beautiful thing to know. Even when you're not there for yourself, they're there for you. Even when you're not looking out for yourself, they are looking out for you and giving you the little guidance that you need. Listen to it. Okay? Your guardian angel makes certain that you're safe. And I totally believe that. I totally believe that they make certain that you're safe and guided always. Okay? And the guardian angels are sometimes confused with the spirit guide. And a spirit guide is a loving being, you know, who has lived upon this earth in human form. Okay, and this person, you know, they got training. Just like I always say, I hope this is my last lifetime. Because I don't want to go through another lifetime. I just feel like I don't want it anymore. I don't know if this is a normal feeling or what, but I don't want another lifetime. I would prefer to just graduate to be a guardian angel or a spirit guide. That's what I would love to be. Enough of this. And I think that if I die today and this was my last lifetime, I think that when I transition to a different dimension, I would have to go through training of how to be a spirit guide, you know? And maybe this training emphasizes that the guide is not to interfere with your free will from the universal laws, you know, or make decisions for you. You know, I believe it's a training that you have to learn if you're a spiritual human being getting to be a spiritual being. I think there are guidance that you need to go through still, you know. And, you know, how wonderful is it to be the one to give general advice and comfort. And at times, warning and protection is a beautiful thing. I mean, I do it now, and people are so ungrateful for it here in this earthly sphere. So maybe in the higher realm, it would be more gratifying, you know? And understand that most spirit guides are deceased loved ones, such as grandparents, you know, some kind of sibling to you, or even beloved friends and your parents. Or maybe they passed away before you were even born. Maybe you don't know them. But they were with you. You know, this person was there at your birth and has been there with you every day since your life. You know? Yes, Ariel. Yes, it is so true. you know, just like how you take an interest in your family's future. That's how the deceased family members who, you know, maybe passed before you encountered them in the physical form. You know, the spirit guides the act in the capacity of a guardian angel. Okay? And in that, they may bring different kind of gifts to your life. Okay? But they say that the difference is that the true guardian angels, they never became mortals upon this earth. They always have that heavenly being. And so they vibrate higher. You know, the energy frequency is higher. And there are people who are selling can see these spiritual presence. Some people can feel them. Some people can hear them. Some people can see them. Okay? They can sense the presence in some way. And they can sense the difference between an angelic being and a spirit guide. You know, and clairvoyance so that when they see these angels, when they see angels, the aura is white. And when they see the spirit guides, it's not as bright. It's kind of bluish white. That's what clairvoyance say. Okay? So the second kind of angel is the actual angel. You know, these are the beings of light who respond to your calls out for help and guidance and for you to be protected, you know, and of course to be comforted. You know, the angels are there to help us, especially when our intent is to bring joy into the world, you know, some kind of healing to the world. They are there to help you with that. So light workers, be assured that you are being protected and guided. It may not always feel like that because light workers seem to go through more struggles than just normal people. Because why that is because you have to know the pain to relate to the pain. There's a lot of pain out there in the world, and light workers are there to heal the pain. But how can we heal the pain when we don't know of the pain? Think about it. We have to go through it to relate, to understand somebody else's pain. If we don't know it and somebody tell us about it, we can just imagine it. But knowing it is valuable. It may not feel valuable at the time, because I noticed that with light workers. You know? And you can ask, when you're a light worker, you can ask for as many angels as you want. Okay? That's what I've been taught. You know, ask for the angels to surround your loved ones, to your home and your business. You know, because they seem to get great joy at helping us. And what happens when you ask for something and you don't really get it in the way that you ask angels? So maybe there's another way. You know, don't put your angels down because you didn't get what you want at the time. You didn't get the guidance, the assistance in the way you expected it. Okay, so I still have faith in them, no matter what, because they've been with me in they've saved me many times, they've protected me many times. I've gone through the fiery pit and I haven't got burned. And I know it's their protection. I know it's their protection. It can't be any other way. So, we want to hear another song. And let me tell you this. You know, the angels come in human forms too. Let me just tell you that. Angels come in our lives as human forms. And I just want to play this song to big up all the angels. All the angels that have been in my life. And you will try to understand when God send you an angel your way. All right, here we go. Can be sent from above to us. I truly believe that. Where is my studio? Are we still there? Where did my studio go? A Okay, Master Destiny. Yes, I believe that angels actually can incarnate in human form. I believe that because there are some people from, you know, some people from a very early age that tend to feel different from other people without understanding why. Okay? But they always live with unconditional love and acceptance. And you see them demonstrate their angelic temperament by being loving and kind in the day-to-day life. You understand? It's natural for them to desire the best for everybody concerned. So they can't hold a grudge for long. You just notice some people like that. And if provoked for long enough, they may get angry and choose to remove certain people from their lives. Okay, but they almost never ever seek revenge. Revenge is not a part of their way. Okay? And of course, these angels incarnate have a strong sense of purpose. Just watch it. See if you know anybody like this. And this is because they came to Earth for a specific purpose, okay, to bring light and love into the world, even when they have no direct memory of their self as an angel, okay? And they tend to create an incredible amount of healing and positive energy to all around them. And one common reason why the angels in human forms often know they are different from other people is because they remember being ridiculed for being different. Okay? For example, one angel incarnate named Elizabeth, she had problems with her schoolmate when she was a child. Okay? And she was very shy. And she was around 9 years old who didn't understand the social structures of the school. You know? One of our classmates noticed that she was shy and vulnerable and therefore she would be safe to pick her. So with lies and rumors and all kind of crap, you know, what social life Elizabeth had was totally destroyed. And her self-esteem and her self-image went down the drain with it. And even the classmates she thought were her friends turned on her. And Elizabeth could never understand how they could believe all those lies. She felt, you know, needless to say, lonely and devastated and scared, you know. And Elizabeth soon dreaded going to the school that she used to enjoy. And when she was an adult, Elizabeth realized that she was truly an angel born into a human. You know, she gained a completely new perspective, understanding her true nature, and just start to reflect on her early childhood years, which is natural when everything seemed wonderful. You know, everyone said that she was beautiful with angelic way, and she reflected on those early years. She remembered how those children believed the lies of the girl and started to act terrible towards her, you know. You got through all of this. She's an angel, but she's going through all of that because she had to understand. You know, she also became aware of those early problems with her classmates that affected her for the rest of her life. Okay, but she was able to overcome it. She was able to overcome it all. And that is where the secret comes from. Learning to overcome the obstacles so you can deal with reality. Okay? So you can deal with reality. So you can look back on all the different things that you had to go through. Okay? And then you will remember instinctively those who needed the help that asked for it. You know, you learn. And it becomes second nature to take care of problems and to avoid conflicts and to smooth out trouble. It becomes second nature when you learn about people and you learn about your purpose in life. It may not always is to have a bag of money or riches or fame, but it's just to send out love and light into the world. That's why you're called a light worker. But I think those angels incarnate into human form so they can come into somebody's life and make a difference in their life. What you believe. Would love to know what you believe. Give me a call. Give me a call and let me know what you believe. If not, I'm just going to play another song. Because nobody calling. And I don't want to just be talking. Okay, just take it one day at a time in life. And here is your words with one day at a time.
Take things for we no coward. No, time. Yeah, them know this is our time. One day at a time. We have to stay focused and stay on the grind. One day at a time. One day, one day, one day at a time. Well, hey, do you hear what I'm saying? What I'm saying, yo, hey, dirty Babylon, long time we won't feel tear around them, won't you keep it till them say, yeah, one day at a time, we have to stay focused and stay on the grind, one day at a time, we don't know that is our time, one day at a time, we have to stay focused and stay on the grind, one day at a time. One day, yeah.
Yo, yo, when the yellow one, the one who, you know, God go.
Yes. What do you think about that song?
Yes.
I love the message. Just one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. Take small steps towards your goal. Every day. All right, so what you think? You think there are really angels on this earth? I believe it. And with the information that I just gave you, could you be one of those angels? You know, if you empathize with people and you recognize an angelic temperament within you, it is certainly a possibility. You could be an angel. You might even be getting goosebumps right now as I talk in this and you're realizing your true angelic nature. Being an angelic incarnate does not say you have to be perfect, okay? Instead, what it does is reveal responsibility and purpose within you. And it helped lead to the answers of many questions which, you know, previously were mysteries. Like questions like, why do I always feel so different from others? You know, why is that I sometimes experience hurt feelings but never really hold a grudge? You find that about yourself? It's a beautiful thing. Why do I have a strong sense of purpose, even though I may not know what that purpose is? Okay, think about it. Why have I never been convinced by any of the various religious belief systems? And you try them, but they don't hold you. But instead, you always have many questions. And not to mention questions, but understanding of spirit that is deep and unshakable within you. You know, maybe it's because you're an angel. You know, interesting thought. It could be. Could it be true? It's a beautiful thing to think about. And if you'd like to find me in other places, you know, you can just link with me on Facebook other than this show, because I'd love to talk to you about it one-on-one, because that is something that could be a real possibility. Because how many times have you met angels in real life? You know, how many times have you seen or heard stories about that? You yourself could be one. Think about it. The other set of angels are archangels. And these are angels who you can say supervise the guardian angels and the angels upon the earth. you know, they manage what's going on with angels. And you can call upon an archangel whenever you need powerful and immediate assistance. And since angels are pure spiritual beings, as I said before, they have no time for space. It's not time or space. They have no restrictions with that. You know, and an archangel can be, let's say, in two places, at more than one place at one time. So never worry about calling upon an angel because you think they're too busy for your blah, 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 whatever excuse. Okay? They are always there ready for you to ask for the help. The only exception to this, as I said, is the endangering situation where they come and help us if it's time to die. If you're going to die before it's your time, they will come and stop that. But it is up to us to constantly invite angels and the archangels into your life, you know, to come to your assistance the moment you call on them. Okay, and there's no ritual that you have to go through or no special prayer that you have to say. You don't even have just the thought of bawling out, my angels, you know, they're right there. And listen to them. They have all kind of things to say to you when you ask for the help. Okay? Have all things. Know that they're near. And you can feel the angel's presence. Sometimes you can feel a warm brush across your face or your shoulders or your hands. Or you might feel that hug or something just tickle your skin and it feel like something feathery. You know, the air pressure changes when your angels enter your room too. There's a thickening. You know, like something came and just hug you up and protect you. And you may think the temperature of the area, the room that you are, it may start to shift. Or you may catch a whiff of a perfume or some kind of fragrance you can't really identify. And when they hug you, you usually feel a warmth flowing through your chest and your heart. And you just have this earthly love. You're full and consumed with love. And you can see the angel's presence too. Some people can see all the angels. But if you see a sparkle of white out the corner of your eye, that signals that an angel is near you. Or you have a walk. I've been walking already. And another angel, a feather, just float right into my hand. You know, that is signals that your angelic friend just visited you. And you can hear the presence too. You can hear a whisper in your ears that urge you to improve something in your life, whether it's to go clean your room or get this project started or something, you know. Or you may even get a shout. You know, you hear that voice inside your head saying, watch out. Or your mind counseling you to reach for the stars. You know, or you start hearing music coming from nowhere. You know, these are the sounds that angels make. You know, the angels' presence. And when you suddenly get an idea that really, really transform your life, you know that an angel delivered a message from God. And, you know, even when you have an unmistakable knowingness that your angels are near you, trust that it is so. You experience the angels' presence when they miraculously fix a near tragedy. And that has happened to me many times. Or sometimes a door just opens for you right at the moment, right moment. You know your angels are helping you out. Okay? And when you walk through nature and you feel this euphoric feeling of freeness and joy, you can be sure that the angels are walking right beside you at that time. Okay, so they're always there. They're always there for us. They never will leave us dry. I wanted to talk to you about your archangels. I know I have some info. Yes, and there's also, I can't find it right now, but there's also, you know, angels to manifest love into your life. And they're the romance angels. And they're the segment of the angelic realm that specialize in helping you manifest a good relationship, a healthy relationship. Okay? It's a beautiful thing to get to know your angels. And there's this book that I love. It's called Ask Your Angels. It's a beautiful book that I wanted to give you some tips on tonight. But I am going to encourage you to buy it. It's Stueman writing. It's a beautiful book. Alma Daniel and Timothy Wiley. Those people wrote this book. It's a full book. You might have meditation to get tuned with them, but I have tried up them and they have worked. But you have wings yourself and it gives you exercises to expand your wings, and I've tried it and I've seen really good, beautiful results from it. So there are many things in that little book that can help you a lot. Trust me, you will love it. I've given that book to many of my friends too, because I think it is a beautiful thing to bring that knowledge. Okay? Next song is by Phantom Moja, Only Jah Love. Here we go.
Jah Love Revealer. Jah Love Revealer. Jah Love Revealer.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Give thanks and praise. Jah Strength in my place. Give thanks and praise. No, 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 no. Oh, we shall bless you along that way. You have to give thanks and praise. Only Jah Love bless me through my days. Oh, you don't listen to what they say. Jah Love is there to stay. Only Jah Love bless me through my days. Oh, me tell just the secret first and everything will come after. Don't get caught in a Babylon disaster. Righteousness me a light them with fire. Hail King Selassie go higher. Young black woman she bring the youth and Babylon them kill them. Fire, you me a fi fling it on them. Hail King Selassie and your empress Menen. Me blaze up the fire once again. Oh, we shall bless you along that way. You have to give thanks and praise. Only Jah Love your love is there to stay. Only your love bless me through my day. Oh, in a me coming out and me coming in, me have to give thanks and prayer to the King. What a joy it brings, it's so amazing to see my princess bring forth my offspring. Your love revealer, your love revealer, your love revealer. No, 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 no. Oh, when God bless you along that way, you have to give thanks and praise. Only the love bless me through my day. Oh, you don't listen to what they say. Your love is there to stay. Only the love bless me through my days. Oh, give thanks for the sun, give thanks for the rain. When your body turns to your head in the time, people change, but your love remains the same. People change, but your love remains the same. People change, but your love remains the same. Always shall bless you along that way. You have to keep thanks and praise. Only your love bless me through my days. Oh, you don't listen to what they say. Your love is there to stay. Only your love bless me through my days. Oh, me tell them to seek her first and everything will come after. Don't get caught in a Babylon disaster. Righteousness me and light them with fire. Hear King Selassie go higher. Young black woman she bring the youth of Babylon, them kill them. Fire, yo me and me bling him gun them. Me hear King Selassie and your empress men then. Blaze up the fire from them. Oh, we shall bless you along that way. You have to give thanks and praise. Only to love bless me through my days. Oh, you don't listen to what they say. Your love is there to stay. Only to love.
And before I go, I just want you guys to, I'm going to give you an exercise that you can connect with your own angel. Okay? Because it's a good thing to know you can do this. It's a beautiful thing to know this can happen. Okay? And the more you do this exercise, the more you will get the higher guidance and master it. Okay? Now I'm going to give it. Yes. So this exercise is to consciously connect with your angels or guides. And the more you do this, is the more you will know and be living your life purpose. Okay? And there are many words used to describe these higher souls. You can describe them as inner guidance, spiritual guidance, masters, and other terms. It's not so important what you call them, but learning how to communicate with them is the important thing. Once you do this, you will know for yourself who you are communicating with, okay? And this is a quick and simple exercise that you can use whenever you want to receive insights from your spiritual helper. Okay, there are many ways you can use these messages from angels. And you can do this exercise each morning to receive an insight from your angels about your day. Another way is before you start a project. Ask the spiritual guidance for a keyword, a phrase, or a picture, or something for the project. And these angels will share something that is helpful to know. When you face a challenge, ask for a keyword to help you with it. And the angels have a bigger picture of what is happening in your life. Okay? They can help you so you can make the best decision, know who you can count on, warn you to avoid troubles. Okay, do more of what you're here to do. That is your purpose. Okay? So here we go. So have some paper and pen ready. Okay? And suggest that you listen to this exercise and try and remember most of it so you can apply it or listen over to the recording of this show. Okay? This message from Angel's technique works when you are more relaxed and feeling clear. You can use a relaxation or clearing technique prior to doing this, depending on your state of mind. Okay, some people may prefer to do this when they first awake, and it really is whatever works for you. Okay, you may have some way to use it. You know, some way, technique that you use to relax already. So, if you can, use that to be in a more calm and clear state of being. And if you do not have a particular relaxation technique, you know, you can just take time out to get away from the distractions. And with my relaxation techniques, I do deep breathing. And if you prefer to sit down or lay down, whatever you feel, do it. And take some deep breaths in through your nose and out your mouth. Okay? And repeat this several times until you feel relaxed. And as you inhale and exhale, note what comes to you. It may be a thought, it may be a picture or a feeling or whatever you receive. Write it down. Write what you receive. And does it have any meaning to you? And if you have a sense of what the insight is about for you, great. Whether you do or do not have a sense of this now, continue on with the messages. Okay? The message, this is the exercise. And during later the day, recall the word. Or what, if it was a phrase or a picture, whatever it was. You know, whatever you receive, does it have any meaning to you? Then it may have something to do with your day or, you know, how you're doing, or you can log any more thoughts you have about the word or the picture or the phrase, whatever it is, and see what it means to you or why you received it. Suppose, I know I was doing a meditation one time about my talk show, and I, you know, asked for guidance, and I wanted to see if this was what I was doing, was the right thing. And the biggest thing I got was the image of a shining bright sun with rays just pouring out of it. And that, when I looked up the meaning of that sun, it gave me the go-ahead. It said everything I needed to hear to say I'm going to do the talk show. Oh my God. You know? Is there anything you can see or understand about your keyword or picture? And depending on how relaxed and open your inner communication will determine how well the messages from the angel works for you. If you have ways to relax and tune in already, you can use them. Otherwise, there are many good ways available to do this. And check it out and practice the key. Okay? Try it out. That's all I can say. And you will see how this works for you, and you can become more relaxed and open with your inner communication. Okay? And if it does not work for you at first, just be patient. It just means to take some time to learn to relax and tune in more. And anyone can learn to open up their clear inner connection to receive all the helpful insights that they need from the angels. But remember, whether you realize it or not, the angels have been helping you and will continue helping you. Okay? Just know that they've been helping you and they will continue pushing you along. Okay? Anybody have anything? No? All right then. Nobody have anything to share about your angels to me? Nothing. All right. Well, I'll just go ahead and play some stuff.
That's it.
Everyone has a purpose in life, a purpose, yeah, I sing. Everyone's got a purpose in life. Jah made us good and he made us right. It's time we all open our eyes. I like what you said. Start to realize Babylon is feeding us with lies. We may want to divide, but love and unity keep us alive. With just in our life, all can be right. We gotta stay focused. On this path and keep your love always in us. Everyone got a purpose in life. We gotta choose to do the right. Sometimes we fuss and fight, and I know that's not right. Right away, yeah. Make it to the end of time. Everyone's got a purpose in life.
The reason why them create so much war is because that's why it's set up.
Okay, so how can you connect with the angel that watches over you? Okay? If you know, as I've been talking, if God assigned a divine messenger to you, right? Wouldn't you think it would be a good thing to know how to communicate or start a quest to watch out and grab your angel's hand? You don't think it is important? It is. And first, you must acknowledge there are actually spiritual dimensions or ways of seeing reality that differs from your day, from your day-to-day existence. Okay? If you are convinced that the only reality is physical, then you have created a wall of disbelief that your angels can't climb over, because you've created a prison of doubt from which you yourself must escape if you are to see out of the windows of your soul and communicate with a patient who is just sitting there waiting. Okay? This is what this show is about, and I want you to know that you already have somebody in your corner. Okay? You know, guardian angels were always there, but just out of reach, because you need to make a contact. Okay? If you think the spirit world as consisting of higher levels of vibration and energy, then spiritual or psychic phenomena is going to make sense. Okay? Psychics are simply people who, through training or talent or just both, can experience ranges of energy that most of us cannot. Okay? And you probably watch them intently observing things that you couldn't see. You can even see it in dogs. They would bark at things you can't see. Okay? And even children, you know, will cry when places are spooky. Okay? And even you will urge you, give you a feeling of leaving. So this is all your angels' work. Okay? And here is another technique for connecting with your guardian angel. First, you'll need a nice white candle. And you need to go somewhere that you won't be disturbed. Okay? And a little salt. Salt cleanses the energy around you. And when you throw the salt out, just imagine all negative energies and thoughts flying away. And light the candle and pray to God in whatever manner you do that your mind may be open up to the divine, and so you can communicate with the angel. Okay? Just make it your own prayer. There's no ritual prayer. Just make it your own prayer. Okay? You know, say, God, energy and light that pervades all things, you know, help me to become open to the divine in all things and places. You know, be open to accepting the divine in your life. and let me be open to receive guidance and help from my guardian angel, something like that. You know, and then you sit quietly for a few minutes and open yourself to the divine light and the energy around you. And breathe deeply. That is always a great relaxation technique for me. And now what is happening is that you're opening yourself as a flower as it opens up to the sunlight. You know, now ask for a touch from your guardian angel. What you're doing is opening your mind and your energetic body to contact with the divine. You're opening up yourself to perceive levels of reality to which you are now blind. And when you're done, absorb all the light and energy into your body. And as I said, sprinkle the salt about to cleanse the area. Okay? Try and do this exercise regularly. And then you will become aware of negativity around you. And you will become aware of the positivity around you too. You will feel the negative energy where you're not welcome, where you don't feel warm and comfortable. You know, you will feel all kind of energies then. Just open up yourself to the energies and it's right there for you to experience. Some people don't like to experience all this because they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to handle it. But it's all a learning process if it's new to you. Okay? Okay? And another thing about talking to your angel, talk about things that you need. Wants and needs are two different things. You know, wants are created by the ego, by your false sense of self that you've been shaped by your surroundings. Okay, we are always in a constant state of wanting. You know, always TV commercials have an impact on that too. You know? You know that you see the commercial on TV and you want it just because you see it. You don't need it. Okay? And that happens and then you end up in a constant state of dissatisfaction because you're being convinced that buying this or that will help you somehow and it doesn't. Okay? So your guardian angel is ready to reach out at any time that you want it to. Just become still and discover who you are, and they will come and guide you in the way that you need to be guided. Okay, know yourself. It's a beautiful thing to know yourself so you're not pushed here, there, and everywhere with everybody. Okay? And guys, I just wanted to tell you, thank you for being here, although I didn't get any calls. And I wanted to share with me your experiences, but that's all right. That's okay. Next time you'll call. All right, but I'm thankful that I see you guys hanging out with me, and I love that. I love that, and thank you every night for it. And I'm going to play my last song for the show. And one love to you all, and I see you back here next week, same time. All right? One love. What tomorrow may bring.
Dear man, are ready? All right. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me
me just a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing,
me a do me thing.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good and me have and just step over. Me now go try to put me cap on me and can't reach now. Right now me not the most popular, so me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these two them have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today, tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day, day yeah. That's why me no better, me no worry. Life and feed that I me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing,
me a do me thing.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing,
me a do me thing.
Yeah. One life me have, me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me say me can't pop it, yes, with them strings. Want tie me up, because me fresh to the game, them want spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try, yeah. And I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny, destiny. That's why me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me not see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, yeah, me just a go and do me thing. Yeah, what tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing,
me a do me thing.
Just take it step by step up the ladder. Hey, me not go bad mind me brother. I stay focused on my dreams. Yeah, because my slice of the cake day yo day. You can't tell me no day yo day. Me a go find the way out there and give thanks to me up today. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing,
me just a go and do me thing.
Worry a music, uplifting music, tell us representing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing, yeah, me just a go and do me thing.
what you need to get through it.
No rebound, nothing, put your hands in the air, cause we're gonna make it through. Don't fail.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no,
never go and get so dumb.
Oh no.